Blog Talk Radio.
This is Don Alenrico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today on Foot Expert Online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your health overall. Our topic this afternoon is foot pain and how it affects the health, your health in general. Our call-in number is 646-787-1532. And good afternoon, Dr. Rehm.
How are you? It's such a pleasure to be with you here. It really is, because I get a chance to express all the things I want to express during the day with patients and so forth, and I get the chance to explain and educate the way I really want to and sometimes don't have time in front of the patients. Today's topic is pain, because I notice that a lot of people come in with foot pain, and there's a secret that I have that bounds to all the complaints of foot pain. There's a secret involved, and the secret is this. Everybody comes in, and lifestyle affects every one of these types of foot pain, and I'll explain how. But first, let me explain the different types of foot pain that I see. And by the way, a lot of this is explained in my book, Dr. Rehm's Foot Pain Manual, Learn the Secrets to Managing and Recognizing Foot Pain, available at drrehmremedies.com, Dr. Rehm, D-R-R-E-H-M, remedies.com. I just had to get that in because I want people to help themselves before they go to the doctor. As a matter of fact, I'm here to help you help yourself before you go to the doctor. And it's all about attention to prevention. So what are these different types of foot pain? Well, we have mechanical pain, which, you know, we're going to be talking with somebody coming up in the later part of this broadcast about the mechanical parts of foot pain. But what I want to talk about right now is the different parts, including inflammatory, metabolic, surgical or traumatic, or vascular, which means arterial and venous. Every one of you out there that have foot pain is experiencing this, one of these types of foot pain. And so mechanical foot pain is how the foot works, and it is very often not in balance as it walks and hits certain parts that nature never meant to bear pressure. The second is inflammatory, and I want you to keep in mind something, that all of these types of pain, these five or six types of pain, depending on how you categorize it, they all are present at all times, and they all interplay. But one of these is more prominent than the other, thereby giving it the type of pain that I'm talking about. Inflammatory pain is pain very often associated with an inflammatory marker like gout or psoriasis or rheumatoid arthritis, and you have a inflammation in the body. But inflammation in the body is also caused by an inflammatory lifestyle, which we talked about before on this program. Eating the wrong foods, eating inflammatory foods, eating sugar, eating processed foods, stress, just in a lack of exercise, all of these things can contribute to an inflammatory lifestyle. Now, when the inflammatory lifestyle gets to the point where it changes your body chemistry, as is inevitable in everybody who endorses an inflammatory lifestyle, I don't care who you are or where you come from or what your genetic past is like, everybody who experiences an inflammatory lifestyle is going to affect their metabolism, their thyroid, their insulin, their diabetes, their pancreas, their other hormones that are involved, the cortisol, the sleeping patterns is affected by an inflammatory lifestyle, and they develop a metabolic type pain. This is burning and tingling and numbness and effects of edema that is brought about by blood sugar changes. Very often, the metabolic pain is highlighted by insulin insensitivity. And that means that your pancreas is working so hard to push insulin into the cells to work that pancreas often becomes worn out, and the nerves are affected by this whole process. I could go on for hours about describing this, but it's a metabolic type pain. And then, of course, there's the surgical or traumatic pain, which is, you know, people come in, they ask for pain pills. They ask for Vicodin, and they ask for, Tylenol with codeine, and they ask for all these pain pills. Pain pills is only effective as designed. Of course, you get some minor changes with other types of pain, but it's mostly designed for surgical and traumatic pain. That means if you break your arm or if you have major surgery, then you want to take pain pills for a while and stop the pain before it starts. And then there's vascular pain. Pain that
Dr. Reem, for some reason we just lost Dr. Reem. I'm sorry about that. I will continue to I'll keep going. He'll be calling right back in. He's talking about the different types of pain, and I myself when he's talking about traumatic pain, the traumatic pain that I've experienced is one time I was actually working in a shop. One of the forklift operators asked me to twist a box so that he could get onto it. And I says, well, wait just a minute. Don't move. I'll get it. It'd take me just a second. But he started moving and started running over my foot. And the doctor that actually was with the insurance guy told me, what happened is the back wheel ran up over my ankle, and I was able to move it out fast enough that it didn't break any bones, but it sure did a lot of soft tissue damage. And I've been affected from that ever since. And so the problem, here we go, Dr. Reem's back on. Okay, Dr. Reem, sorry, for some reason we dropped you there.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Where was that? I didn't know exactly when I was dropped. What was I saying?
Well, you had been talking about traumatic foot pain, and I just went on and told about an experience that I had that actually I got my foot run over, and the doctor told me that, was with the insurance company, says, no, there won't be any long-lasting effects. But if I don't stretch it and exercise that foot, it gets stiff and it's sore. So I agree with the traumatic.
Traumatic pain could build up scar tissue, which could be a residual effect of traumatic pain, which massage and so forth and activity can help reduce the residual effects. But then the next type of foot pain is vascular. That means that the arterial flow to the structures are limited, and the body is starving for oxygen, and this produces pain. And the next type of pain is this same type of vascular starvation is not caused by the arteries necessarily. It's because of the veins back up, and you have venous insufficiency, venous pooling, and varicose veins. And so when somebody has foot pain, I'm giving them the tools to kind of organize in their thoughts what's going on. Maybe they need support hose. maybe they need to massage their foot. And we designed a great massage cream for the foot that has a very good friction factor. And that's Balm Riche. And you can get that at drremedies.com, Balm Riche foot cream. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to give people the tools so that they can help themselves before going to the doctor. I want to help them help themselves before going to the doctor, and therefore pay attention to prevention.
Okay. We've got a caller, Dr. Ream. And
Glad to take all calls.
Okay. This caller has had, she's 80 years old. She has a, her feet are actually breaking down a little bit. And she did say that she has followed your advice and does wear orthotics. Now, I know that we've got somebody coming on a little bit later that'll be talking a little bit about that, but let's go ahead and take this call and let her talk a little bit about that, answer maybe a question or two for you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ream. How can I help you?
This is Arlene, and I went to the doctor, and they did x-rays on my feet because they're so broken down, but he said I have severe arthritis in my feet. So what do I do for that?
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about the pain that you do have, Arlene. Tell me about that pain.
Well, it just like when I first get up out of bed in the mornings, it takes me several minutes, 15 minutes or so, just to be able to kind of maneuver around and put the pressure on my feet because they hurt so bad. And then
Does the pain go away after that?
No, it doesn't go away, but I use Norco to, you know, to kind of alleviate some of the pain. And so I go down to therapy and try to exercise and walk on the treadmill for an hour a day, and when I first get on the treadmill, it just feels like every bone in my feet are going to break. But the longer I walk on it, the better it gets, so that I can walk at least.
Well,
but it's still
okay.
Very
well,
painful.
What you're describing to us is the inflammatory type. Inflammatory type of foot pain, very often an example of various types of arthritis in the foot. And arthritis is inflammation of the tissues in and around the joint. And the best treatment for this is, again, starting off with diet and next starting off with massage type exercise to mobilize the waste products that accumulate because of that. And then to protect the joints from being overused in the wrong way, I think custom-made orthotics and appropriate shoes are indicated here, as well as exercising the muscles that surround the joints so that the joints can function in a better way. So I don't know whether you're doing your exercises that are designed for this type of thing, if they're exact. Exercises and they're, you know, every day there's a regimen that is improved, it's on purpose, it's organized, and it's regular. These are the keys to exercise for this type of problem.
Yeah,
and
the therapist,
so,
she watches me, the therapist, and she watches
yes.
and tells me that I really need to keep doing this, the walking on the treadmill, because she
yeah.
can see a lot of improvement in my posture and everything.
And I would consider an anti-inflammatory diet. And someday we'll have a show about the anti-inflammatory diet. But right now, suffice it to say, you eat just food. None of this preservative stuff. Not too much, mostly plant-based, not a lot of sweets, and a lot of fiber. And I think that this will give you an anti-inflammatory start, so to speak. And then manage your stress.
Yes. Okay. You say do eat the fiber foods?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I thought.
If there's not any other conditions like colitis that prevent this from happening.
Okay. Well, I'm
but
sure trying
do
to
do this and yeah. Go ahead.
I just say I'm really trying to watch my diet and not use much sweets and exercise every day and try to limit the pain pills.
Yeah, that Norco is not for this type of pain. I'd rather see you take a Motrin type thing or an ibuprofen.
I have
ask
to watch
your
it
doctor.
Because, well, yeah. I have that. I mean, I have what do you call it? I'm on Coumadin all the time, and I
oh,
have
yeah,
blood
yeah.
clots.
You better watch
that,
yourself.
So I have to
organize
that.
This. Organize your diet through your medical doctor if you're on Coumadin, because all these treatments have to be matched with all your other pills and modalities.
Yes. Okay.
But do me a favor. Try this. See your doctor and call in again to the show, because I'd like to. You have some feedback on this.
Okay.
All right? And don't forget the importance of massaging your foot every day. That's
mobilizing
all the waste products.
I have a massager, a foot massager, and I'm sitting on it right now with my – I do that every time I sit down. I massage my feet.
Yeah. Try massaging it yourself or with somebody you live with or one of your relatives and massaging it with a good foot cream like Balm Riche.
Yes, and that's what Don has given – has helped me use the – cream, and because I have vascular ulcers not on my legs, and we're using your cream in that, and I really think it helps.
All right. Hey, thank you very much for the input. Don't forget to call back, Arlene. I really appreciate your questions and your calling it.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Arlene, you can continue to listen. We're just going to put you on mute, and Dr. Reem, we have I believe our guest is on, so I'm going to unmute him. And we'll go from there. You are live.
Hi, Dr. Reem. This is Ernie Parrish.
Hey, Ernie. Thanks for calling in today. You know, I'm glad that you're calling in because the subject of the show is pain, foot pain. And I previously described the various types of pain that I see in my office, and I'll just give you a heads up, mechanical, inflammatory, metabolic, surgical, or traumatic, and vascular pain, including arterial and venous. And you emphasize and you stress and you talk a lot about mechanical pain and some of the relief factors that you get. Can you describe, first of all, your take on mechanical pain and some of the remedies that you advise?
Well, of course. The mechanical...
I'm going to interrupt you just a second. Dr. Reem, can you introduce Ernie Parrish and so the callers can know who he is and what he does? And then
oh,
we'll
I'll
turn
let
it back
Ernie,
to him.
Ernie,
Thank
Ernie,
you.
Introduce yourself. Give a plug for your company.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Doctor. And I want to say that I've met Dr. Reem about 22 years ago, and it's such a small world. We recently ran into each other again. But we're both very passionate about helping folks with the foot issues, the pain especially. But anyhow, we manufacture orthotic arch supports, naturalfootorthotics.com. We've been manufacturing for about that long, 20 years. And it's just such a rewarding business to be able to help people and know that you're helping folks. Orthotics are just a must. And that's you're getting into the mechanical part of this. Where we can actually, a good quality orthotic, you're actually putting the foot into that subtalar neutral position. You're taking pressure off the heel, off the forefoot. It's actually shaping the foot, helping straighten out the bones. And when all that happens, you know, the ankles, knees, hips, and back have to be more aligned. And sometimes you don't have to change, you know, but a degree or two in those areas, and the relief has just been amazing. So especially with plantar fasciitis, heel spurs, Morton's neuroma, things like that. So, but yes, orthotics, absolutely. Everybody needs
you
them.
Know what's just... it's amazing to me, Ernie, if you put your hand on a desk and you kind of cup it and turn it toward the desk and away from the desk, and you see how your knee and your ankle and your hip and even your back, your spine, your neck, turn with it. It affects the whole kinetic chain. The movement of the foot connects the whole kinetic chain. And in addition, 3 to 8 times the body weight is put forth with each step of the foot, depending on that. And so if your foot functions in a stable position like you're talking about, this helps a lot of the pain that we all complain about, our back pain, our neck pain. Do you find this in your experience as well, Ernie?
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, you know this, but you've got 52 bones in your feet. That's 25% of all the bones in your body are in your feet. And it's the foundation of your entire body, supporting the rest of your 98% of the your body, and you're carrying it. And it's the shoes that we buy today just do not have enough support in them. It's just like, you know, plantar fasciitis is an epidemic. It really is.
I see it all the time in my practice.
Yeah, right. So absolutely, it's so important to take care of your feet and to know what you know that there are products like ours out there that can really help. It's been very rewarding.
So somebody listening out there and they want to go to your website. What's your website again?
It's www.naturalfootorthotics.com.
Okay. So yeah. Somebody's listening out there and they're wondering, they want an orthotic. How do they know they need it if there's just minor? Maybe they think this pain is just normal. How does somebody out there determine if they need pain and what their problem is? And what's the most common thing that people order orthotics from your company for?
Yeah, it's the plantar fasciitis. And I'll talk to people who said, I've been experiencing this for 10 years, and I don't know how anybody could live with that for so long. And they're searching, you know, or, you know, 2 years or 5 years or several months, and it just doesn't seem to go away. Or, but that's our biggest people searching nowadays, and it's for the plantar fasciitis. And so everybody needs them, and it's preventative. It's going to keep you from having issues, you know. So many people are on their feet, you know, all day long, and we are a manufacturer. So, but the two main ones that we sell online is our original stabilizer and the slim stabilizer. The original, it supports all four arches of the foot. It's pretty aggressive orthotic. When you put them in your shoes, you're going to feel almost immediate relief off the heel, off the forefoot. You're going to feel that support in the center of your arch. It's going to kind of feels like you're standing on a golf ball initially, but that certainly goes away. They're Class 1 medical devices, and it takes so there's a definite break-in period, just like with custom orthotics. And then we have the slim stabilizer, which is more for the flat foot, the lower arches, and they fit well in dress shoes. You know, everybody has a nice wardrobe of shoes, so it certainly doesn't have to hurt to have, you know, a couple of orthotics, because they're going to feel and fit differently in every pair of shoes that you have. And, you know, we've got people who call me and say, you know, I've been buying, you know, $150 running shoes, and I'm still got the plantar fasciitis. So there's just not enough support in the – now, don't get me wrong. Footwear is very important, and they work very well with the orthotics. But
it's like a marriage. You have to have a good footwear. You have to have a good shoe wear to match the orthotic, don't you, Ernie?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, so I tell our customers, you know, they may have to experiment a little bit with each shoe, but for the most part, they'll feel the relief almost immediately.
Is plantar fasciitis the only thing that would people call in? I mean, there's other things that I see in my experience. In your experience, what are some of the other things that people may have that they could benefit from these natural foot orthotics?
Mm-hmm. Morns and aroma is a big one. Bunions can be very painful. And So those are the main ones. And, oh, neuropathy, that's, as you know, that's become an epidemic as well. And what a good orthotic will do is help increase circulation in the foot. As you walk across it, it's actually having to push the blood through there. It's massaging the foot. It's and that's,
so your orthotics will help actually massage the foot to where you're increasing the blood flow to the tissues.
Absolutely. Very important. Yeah.
Well,
if somebody has a foot that's the bones and it's kind of broke down and their feet are kind of, what would you suggest on that? Is there something that they could use on that to support and help reform that foot? Can feet be reformed?
Sure. Years ago, our orthotics used to be called foot correctors, but you're making a claim, and we really can't say that nowadays because they actually do correct the foot. When you're standing on our orthotics, it is actually forcing the foot. It's reestablishing the arches where they should be. It's straightening out the bones in the foot, and it's doing a lot, which in turn affects the rest of the whole skeletal system. The whole skeletal system just is so much more efficient, effective. We've worked with a lot of athletes over the years, and their performance they just can't say enough about them. Their balance is better, their stability, better balance. And we've also worked a lot with the elderly folks who have balance issues and falling issues. So,
that's a big one. We had a whole show on falling. I'm glad you mentioned that. To support the foot as a method of preventing falls is very important. As a matter of fact, our byline to the show is attention to prevention, right, Don? Attention to
exactly.
Prevention, and our report falls right into that. And all that you mentioned, the bunions and the Mortons and the Roma and the heel spurs and the plantar fasciitis, is all contributed to by hyperpronation. What say you, Ernie?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And the older we get, you know, the foot spreads out. We lose that elasticity in all of our ligaments and the muscles, and it's just they just keep spreading out. You know, you're pronating even more, and it's just the domino effect. You know how people, when they get older, they're kind of hunched over? You know, prevent it, exactly what you're talking about. And, Don, you know, getting back to your question, you know, when you get into some severe abnormalities in the foot, we can help 98% of the folks who buy our orthotics. But there's, you know, you've seen people who are, you know, and after surgeries, if there's pins in the foot and they're just pronating so bad that they're almost walking on their ankles, you know, it's really time to see a professional, you know, like someone like Dr. Rehm, who can actually make a custom orthotic specific to their situation. But for the most part, and most of the general public, we've just seen phenomenal things over the years. It really have. So
yes, and I can endorse that prefabricator orthotic such as Ernie makes is a phenomenal boost to the foot health of people. And remember, we want to help people help themselves before they go to the doctor. And I think Ernie supports that and his company. And Ernie, give your website out one more time for us.
Sure. It's www.naturalfootorthotics.com. And, you know, about 3 years ago, we decided to get on Amazon, and it has just been phenomenal. And we have a 4.8 rating there, and you can just look at some of the reviews there. They're pretty amazing. So also our customer service. There's someone here always to take your phone calls, with the folks calling in with questions, what size, which orthotic should I get, what size, and things like that. But, but we're just glad to be in the business, too, once
now,
again.
If you forget,
awesome.
If you forget
awesome.
The
gentlemen,
natural,
we got 30 seconds.
Yeah. If you forget the name of the Natural Foot Orthotics website, you could reach mine at drreemremedies.com and ask Dr. Rehm, and I'll give you Ernie's information if you forget. But until next time we do this, Don, thank you. Remember, attention to prevention. We want to help people help themselves before they go to the doctor.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks, Ernie. Thanks for being with us this afternoon as well. This is Don Alan Rico and Dr. Kenneth Ream, the foot expert online. Remember to keep your feet healthy, and bye for now. The Foot Expert Online is a production of Q4 Productions, copyright 2019, Kenneth Ream, all rights reserved.